Gwinnett County's been known this election season for its changing demographics, which some say is a sign of how the state could turn purple. WABE's Ellie Yu spoke to some voters there about what they think about the election.
I'm on Jimmy Carter Boulevard, one of the main roads in Gwinnett County, where on this street you'll see stores representing places from around the world. Like at the Global Mall, a shopping center just off I-85. Store owners sell things like saris and jewelry, and the food court bustles with people grabbing lunch. I meet Ali Asani, who makes pan for a customer, a bitter leaf with herbs used as sort of a mint. The 65-year-old shop owner is from Pakistan, but has spent most of his life here.
I enjoy my life in USA. It's a very peaceful country. It was more peaceful 20 years ago than now, you know. Now it's not that bad, but there are a lot of stresses on the mind of people, you know. Economical stress, political stress.
But he says he's not fazed by the current election. He says both Democrats and Republicans in their own ways are trying to make this country better.
If you yourself change yourself, that's what you need, not the election. Whoever comes on the White House, that person will try his best.
About half a mile down the road, though, outside the Hong Kong supermarket, I come across young people who are a little less optimistic. Evelyn Aparicio says she hasn't been able to take this election very seriously.
Like, everything has just become one big meme.
She says she's not happy about the candidates, but says she'll vote for Clinton because of comments Trump has made about deporting all undocumented immigrants. She's a citizen, but her parents are not.
You know, my parents don't have papers. So, you know, if that were to come, then everyone that I know is going to be sent back to the country because of Donald Trump.
But Benjamin Nguyen, whose father moved here from Vietnam, says he's liked what he's heard from Trump on immigration and other issues.
I hope he wins. I'm not trying to kick, like, good people out of America. I'm just trying to keep our border safe and keep bad people out and save our money, you know, because our economy is collapsed. Like, it's not collapsed, but it's terrible.
More than 6,000 people in Gwinnett County have already cast ballots in early voting. The county will open two more polling stations starting next week. Ellie Yu, WABE News.